You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bible to the great book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 24, where we left off last time. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. Before we begin, I want to invite every Christian in America to join me every Wednesday at 6 p.m. for America's Day of Repentance. We have the word first, and then we're praying and believing, 2 Chronicles 7:14. You're also invited to come each Sunday for the live radio broadcast taping. I am in Suntory, Florida. I'm right beside Scott Merson's The Produce Place. The Produce Place is at the corner of Wickham Road and Panita Causeway. I am right there at 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida. And now, Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. We learned last time that Matthew chapter 13 has seven parables of Jesus. And we learned that a parable is a story used to illustrate a moral or a spiritual truth. And so Jesus told us last time of the parable of the sower. Sower means to broadcast. That's where the word radio broadcast comes from. In Bible times, the farmer would put a bag of seed around his neck or his waist and would walk along and would cast the seed broadly, one way or another. And we learned that sometimes it would fall on hard ground and the fowls of the air would eat it. That means that when you sow the seed of God's word, some people's hearts are so hard that the devil steals that word before it ever takes any kind of root. And then sometimes he would sow on stony ground. Now there was a little dirt there, so it would begin to grow, but because of the stone, it had no root. And when the sun came up, it scorched it. That means that some people to whom you sow the seed of the word, they like it, they believe it, but they are not steady. They don't dig deeply into God's word. They are not strengthened by the word of God. And when little persecution comes, they just wither away. And then some of the seed would fall among thorns, and the thorns would choke the seed. Now we learned last time from Judges chapter 9 that the thorn is the bramble, is the devil. In other words, these are people who love the word. Oh, they do love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. But the devil, that old thorn, says, why don't you care more about your video machine or your cell phone or your money or your partying? And they fall away. But thank goodness, some people, now those are the people you see who just get a little bit of it. Now, there are people that you sow it into their ground and it brings forth 100-fold, 30-fold, or 60-fold. That's people who do receive it, and they bring forth the maximum fruit they possibly can. Now, as we come to verse 24, Jesus tells us in Mark chapter 4, if you don't understand this parable, you will never understand anything about the kingdom of God. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask that right now you would open ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts to receive this beautiful mystery of God. From God's heart to my heart to your heart, here's what he gave me. God is telling you a secret. God is telling you a secret.
Amen.
Verse 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed into his field.
Okay, the farmer sows some seed, we'll call it wheat.
25. But while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat.
Now, a tare in the Greek is zawan. It's poisonous and it's bitter. Everybody say zawan.
Zawan.
It's poisonous and it's bitter. But the seed looks just like the wheat. Even as it's growing, you can't tell the difference.
And went his way. 26. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also.
Okay, now when it starts growing up, you begin to see a difference. Oh my, we've got beautiful golden wheat from which we're going to make bread, but now we've got poison, bitter fruit. What do we do?
27. So the servants of the household came unto him and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field?
Yes, I did. I sowed wheat.
From whence then hath it tares?
What are these tares doing here? This poison, this bitter.
28. He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? 29. But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them.
While they're growing up, the roots of the tares kind of entwine with the wheat, so you've got to leave them alone. You don't want to pull up the wheat also.
30. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn.
Now, it looks like Jesus is going to change the subject. And you notice the disciples don't ask him to explain this. No. He's going to continue the parable of the tares and the wheat, two more parables, and then he's going to come back and explain this from a spiritual viewpoint.
Verse 31. Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed.
Now, mustard seed is the tiniest little seed you could find.
Which a man took and sowed in his field. 32. Which indeed is the least of all seed.
That's what I said.
But when it is grown, it is the greatest among the herbs, and becometh a tree.
That mustard seed grows up. It grows as high as a horseman sitting on a horse. It's now a tree. Mustard is good for you, kind of like wheat.
So that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof.
It's big enough that the birds come in. Now, what this means is, as you sow the seed of God's word does not return void. It begins to grow, and people begin to gather in an assembly. A church is not a building, it's the people. And the church, the people, ecclesia, begin to grow. This is very good. But the devil does not like that. So he sends foul birds, foul demons, into the congregation. And what they want to do is destroy the word, destroy the assembly, and even take over if they can. When I first started my school in Cocoa, I used to drive down every Sunday to Melbourne to play the organ at a church down here. It was a wonderful woman who was a pastor there. I loved her and she loved me. I called her Mother Mary. One day, two men came in and they joined the congregation. They seemed to be very interested. You could tell they were very wealthy. They were well-dressed and had plenty of money. And so it looked good. So one Sunday, after the service was over, we all went back into another room to have some refreshments. The two men called me over to them. They said, "We want to talk to you." I said, "Okay." They said, "We like you, Sherry. We like your music. We like your attitude. But we want to tell you that we are going to get rid of the old lady here, and we are going to take this over, but we want you to stay with us." Now, what they didn't know is I am the most loyal person you will ever find. Amen. If I befriend you, I'll give you the last dollar in my bank account, I'll give you the clothes off my back, and I'll give you one of my pianos. So I went and told her. Well, she said, "I understand. Those are the tares. They look like the wheat, but they're not." And of course, they did not destroy her. Understand, children of God, even if you're just sowing the word to one person, ask the Holy Spirit to give you discernment of spirits. That is 1 Corinthians 12. Discern that. I never throw the baby out with the bathwater, but I know the difference. And so you see, when it's God's work, and if you're alert, they cannot destroy that. Amen. The wheat has more power than the tares.
Another parable spake he unto them.
Now we're still talking about the wheat and tares.
The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven.
Now leaven means yeast in the natural, but it means sin, S-I-N, in the spiritual.
Which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened.
Now we have a beautiful baker, Angela Merson. She knows about yeast. She makes a beautiful loaf of bread. However, this means that as you congregate in an ecclesia where the people of the church and the true word is there, the devil is again going to send sinners, demonic forces come to disrupt, to destroy. They gossip behind your back. They throw a little bit of bad word here and a little bit of bad word there. Now, I want to say this. Sherry Medlock says, sinners, you are welcome in Trumpet of Truth. You're welcome here every Sunday at 5 p.m. I doubt you'd want to come on Wednesday because we're praying for America, so you wouldn't know how to pray. But I will tell you this. When you get to the door, you can't come in piggyback. Demons can't come in. You have to leave them at the door.
Amen.
You may come in, but we're not going to leave you a sinner. We're going to ask the Lord to save you.
Amen. Amen.
34. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitudes in parables. And without a parable spake he not unto them.
It had been prophesied in the Old Testament that when Messiah came, he would always speak in parables, stories, illustrations, to get across to you a spiritual truth.
35. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets.
This would be Psalm 78. It was prophesied.
Being, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.
Kept secret. God has a secret. The word foundation in the Greek is katabo. It means overthrow. Satan's overthrow in the world that then was, the first earth age. 2 Peter 3:6, world means eon, age. Understand that there was an age before this one. And we were all with God in a spirit body. Ecclesiastes 12, 6 and 7. When you kick the bucket and the silver cord breaks, your spirit returns to God who gave it. You're a spirit. Now, we were all there. It was on planet Earth, but we're not in a flesh body. Only the dinosaurs were in a flesh body, those kind of animals. And we were all created at the same time. We're all the same age, you know. And there was no sickness, no death, no sin, no pain, no tears. But one day, Isaiah 14, a beautiful anointed cherub, an angelic being called Lucifer said, "I will be God." And he catapulted. He overthrew God's kingdom. And Revelation 12 says, one third of God's children, minus the flesh, followed that old dragon, the devil, the serpent, and went for him. But Revelation 12 also says that one third of God's children in the spirit did not follow the devil. They fought for God.
Amen.
Now that's the catapult. That's the foundation. We'll get back to that.
36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away, and he went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares in the field.
Obviously, the disciples realized that the mustard and the leaven were talking about the wheat and the tares. Now Jesus is not going to speak in a parable. He's going to tell you the secret.
37. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man.
Now, while Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, Isaiah 7:14, while he walked on this earth, he called himself the Son of Man. Now, we go back to that overthrow. And God said in Genesis, God said, Let us make man in our image. Man, human, flesh. To whom was he speaking? God is Elohim, the creator. He was speaking to Elohim. Elohim is God's children, the angels, children of God minus the flesh. So he said to you, and he said to me, I'm going to make you a flesh body, and I'm going to send you out into the second earth age one time in the flesh. But I'm going to take from you the memory of whether you betrayed God and followed the devil, or whether you fought for God, or whether you're the worst of all, lukewarm, and you just sat there and watched the show, the memory forgotten. And then Jesus, the Son of God, stepped up and said, I will be the lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. At that catapult, Jesus said, I'll take a body too. I'll go into the second earth age, and I'll pay their sin debt. So you see, look at you. Here you are.
Amen. 38. The field is the world.
He sowed us into this world.
The good seed are the children of the kingdom.
Now, the children of the kingdom are in two categories. They are God's elect, or they are those who have free will. But when the free willers get saved, they are God's children. God's elect are Revelation 12, those who got up and fought against the dragon. And Romans chapter 8, 28, 29, 30, 31, they were chosen then. They did not have to go, but God says, I need some of you who did not betray me to go out in every generation, because I can trust you to bring forth the oracles of truth, the word of truth. But all of those who betrayed him and the lukewarmers, he said, I love you too. I'm going to send you also. Now, what he says, you're going to be born of woman one time in the flesh, born again. Born again means to be born from above. You must be born again, born from above. So see, all of us who are in the flesh, all generation, generation, we've been born from above one time in the flesh to choose the devil again, if you chose him then, or to choose Jesus, or to bring forth the oracles of truth. So now you see, now here you are, and you thought it was about your little self.
But the tares are the children of the wicked one.
Okay, now let's go back to sowing them into the world. This takes us into Genesis chapter 1, the children of God. And he said that he would make the six-day creation, male and female made he them. That word Adam in Genesis 1 verse 26 is not talking about a man named Adam. In the Hebrew, it means humankind, mankind in general. Well, what would that be? Red, yellow, brown, black, and white. And the last verse in Genesis 1, God said, it's very good. God is an artist. He loves all the colors. Oh, what a beautiful color you are. But then in Genesis chapter 2, God needed a special man through whom Jesus would come. So he created Eth Ha'adam, the man Adam, and Eve. So now we've got the children of the kingdom. But then he says the enemy that sowed the wicked one, the Zawan, they are the tares. They're the children of the wicked one. Wicked one in Hebrew is Rasha. That is the devil. Now, when it says children, it's S-P-E-R-M-A. It means you can make babies and you can have children. That's the devil, the wicked one.
39. The enemy that sowed them is the devil.
And that's what I said. In John 8:44, Jesus was talking to the children of the devil, and he said, "You are of your father the devil." The other word "of" means sperm. You can have children. Now, when we're in Matthew chapter 12, it was a prelude preparing us for this Matthew 13. We learned that in the garden, beside the fruit trees, there were two great trees. There was a tree of life. That's Jesus. He's not a tree. That's just a parable. And there was a tree of knowledge of good and evil. He's not a tree. That's a parable. He is sometimes called a serpent. He's not a serpent. It's a metaphor to describe his character. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Hebrew is a Hebrew word, etz. It means he had a backbone, a spine, and a central nervous system, and he could make firm because he was a young man, an angel, a cherub. That was the devil. Now, Eve was there, and she was innocent. She had not yet been with her husband, Adam. And then she said, "We can't touch you." The Hebrew word is naga. We cannot lie with you in a sex act. But that old tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that old serpent, not a snake, just his play actor name, beguiled Eve. Paul says beguiled Eve. Beguiled in the Greek is exopatio, wholly seduced her and got her pregnant with Cain. Oh my goodness, the child of the devil. Now, you say what? Yes, Genesis 3:15. Genesis 3:15. God is dressing her down. Eve, because you did that with the devil, that old serpent, you're going to have a lot of pain when you bring forth that child. And then God said to the serpent, that old devil, not a snake, just a low down like a snake, he said, "I'm going to put enmity between your seed and the woman's seed, your children, devil, and her children. Her seed, her child, is going to bruise your head, but your seed, devil, is going to bruise his heel." So the devil's children were the ones that saying, crucify him, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, and they pierced his feet. Now, what about her seed? Well, Adam got into the act there and got her pregnant with Abel, but then Cain killed Abel. But God gave her another seed, Seth, the good seed, and on down, umbilical cord to umbilical cord, through King David, through Mary, came Jesus, the seed that bruised the devil's head. Amen. Hebrews 2:14, he defeated death, whose name is the devil.
Amen. Amen.
So you see, the devil has children. They are real children. Now, they're called the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S, descendants of Cain. They're alive and well. They're the ones who have taken over the government of the United States of America. One of them who's behind the scenes, you don't see him, but I know who he is, has a snake in his mouth. Now we go to the book of Revelation chapter 2, and we see we've got seven churches in a circle. Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. That was their names then, and they're in a circle. That is a type of all the Christian churches that are alive now on round planet Earth. That's not their names. It just describes their character. Only two type churches right now, as we come to the end of the age, on planet Earth, please God. Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. These exist now. They're Smyrna, the parable of the fig tree, and Philadelphia, brotherly love. Why do they please God? Because they tell you who those are who say they are the children of the kingdom, Judah, but they're not. They're the synagogue of Satan. Yep. The devil has children, real children. That's what happened in the garden. Now you know the secret.
Yep.
The harvest is the end of the world.
Now, world there means age, A-G-E. Now, that was the first Earth Age when we're all in our spirit body with God. We're on the planet Earth, but the dinosaurs and other animals from Africa were in their flesh bodies. God destroyed that and brought us in, born from above, one time in the flesh. This is a second Earth Age, but it's coming to a close because soon and very soon, the Antichrist, the devil pretending to be Jesus instead of Christ, is going to come in the sky calling himself Jesus. And so then he's going to deceive the world and half the body of Christ, but not God's elect. You know the secret. Now, his time has been shortened to 5 months, Mark 13. In Mark 13, Jesus shortly for the elect's sake, 5 months, Revelation 9. And at the end of his little time there, then comes the seventh trump, the Lord Jesus comes. And when Jesus comes, 1 Corinthians 15:52 says, we will all step out of our flesh suits into our spiritual bodies, saved and lost alike. Zechariah also describes that. And that is called the day of the Lord. Peter says the day of the Lord is as 1,000 years. So that begins right here on planet Earth, the millennium, the day of the Lord, saved and lost alike. Now, it doesn't, 1,000 years is nothing when you're in the spirit. What's going to happen? Jesus will be right here, and God's Zadok elect, who are not deceived, are going to be teaching during that millennium time. Jesus is bringing some of them with them, probably Paul and Peter and James and David and Moses. But God's very elect now, the 7,000 elect who are not deceived, will also teach. It tells us in Revelation 20, verse 5, and we shall rule and reign with him 1,000 years. Reign means to teach. It's a wonderful time. I can't wait. And in Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 25, it says, the Zadok, God's elect, who are not deceived, will be teaching. And it says in Ezekiel 44, verse 25, if you're an elect and there's someone on the wrong side of the gulf that you know who's already died, who never heard the truth, not if they heard the truth and rejected, but if they never heard the truth, Ezekiel 44, verse 25 says, but for father, for mother, for brother, for sister, for son or daughter, you may go to them and teach them for 7 days. If they want to be saved, even though they were on the wrong side of the gulf, Luke 16, but they had never heard. Now, this is not people who've heard but rejected, only those who never heard the truth. Ezekiel 44 says, we may go to Jesus and ask forgiveness, and he will forgive them. And at the end of that millennium teaching, that's the end of the second earth age.
And the reapers are the angels. Verse 40. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world
age.
41. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend.
There will be no more lying.
Amen.
And them which do iniquity.
No more sin. Amen. Now, we know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I confess that I have sinned, and you have sinned.
Amen.
But you see, we confess our sins. We repent of our sins. We cry. We're sorry. And we believe in Jesus. We accept him. And his blood washes away those sins. And he arose from the dead. So we won't be there in our sin. But all things that can be no sin, now comes the great white throne judgment.
42. I shall cast them into a furnace of fire.
This is the lake of fire. It is not in existence now. Even those who died and knew the truth but rejected it, they are not burning yet. They are not happy. They're on the wrong side of the gulf, Luke 16. It is prepared for the devil and his angels and all who have not accepted Jesus, who are not saved, who have even thought the Antichrist was Jesus, will walk into the lake of fire.
There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
That last moment to know you could have been saved. Somebody told you about Jesus. Somebody told you the truth kept secret from before the foundation of the world. But you were so busy with your cell phone, with your video machines, with your money, with your fun, with yourself. Oh, it's not too late. Now is the time of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. Don't wait another second.
43. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father.
The righteous are the saved, God's elect. In the book of Ezekiel, it says that before Satan rebelled, We were called God's stones of fire. God is a consuming fire. The stones, we were jewels. We were sparkling jewels, as his children. He called us jewels.
Amen.
In Malachi, he says he's going to make up his jewels. And in Revelation 21, as the beginning of the third earth and heaven age, heaven on earth, God's going to bring the heaven of Jerusalem down. And it says the walls are covered with jewels.
Amen.
That's you. Look at you. Beautiful onyx, beautiful pearl white, beautiful ruby red, beautiful topaz, beautiful amethyst. He makes up his jewels. Heaven on earth. Why are we going to shine? We're his jewels. I will reflect the light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world.
Amen.
Heaven on earth.
Hallelujah.
Third heaven and age. Right here on earth.
Right here. Amen.
Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear.
Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, this is your truth. This is your reality. I ask, Father, that the ears heard the parable, the secret, which has been kept secret from before the foundation of the world. Thank you for revealing it. We love you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pray you are blessed.
Amen.
Now let me introduce to you the owner of the produce place, which is right beside my place, Scott Merson, man of God, my twin friend. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well, Miss Sherry. And what an awesome word tonight.
I mean, awesome
just,
word.
Yeah, deep,
awesome
deep calls word. To deep, for sure. Mm. Amen. Mm. Amen.
Well, David left his stuff in the cart. Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. John 14:17.
Wow, that is perfect. Great,
yeah.
Scott, you are my twin.
Yeah.
We did not plan this. That is so perfect. We are in sync there.
Amen.
Thank God.
Thank
now,
you,
I'm
God.
Going to pray for the sick in a moment. But first of all, tomorrow may be too late. We're coming to the end of the age. If you're ever going to give your life to Jesus, you better do it now. And also, all of you, this means children, you are accountable of age. You're of age. Your mom and daddy can't stand the gap for you. You need to give your all to God. All. Stop putting your video games before God's word. If you're not saved, pray this prayer with me and mean it. And today can be your day of salvation. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
I turn from them.
I turn from them.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Lord.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please wash my sins away with the blood of Jesus.
Wash my sins away with the blood of Jesus.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Fill me and lead me by your Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
And use me.
And use me.
To increase.
To increase.
The kingdom of Jesus Christ.
The kingdom of Jesus Christ.
Let me win many souls to Jesus.
Let me win many souls to Jesus.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus is my Lord.
That Jesus is my Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, for those of you out in cyberspace, confession is made to salvation. You need to tell someone. I invite you to call me. You'll soon get my telephone number. You won't get me personally, but you'll get my voicemail. Leave your confession of salvation there. Say your name clearly, and I will pray for you. And now I'm going to pray for the sick. I feel led today to pray for people who have nerve damage. Father, in Jesus' name, according to your promise in Malachi 4, you said that for those who fear your name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in your wings. I understand the wings are the laser beams of healing virtue of Jesus Christ. So, Lord Jesus Christ, I ask that you will touch the dead nerves, the damaged nerves in someone's hands, the left hand, the right hand, where the fingers don't work and the thumbs don't work. We ask for perfect mobility of all of the fingers and the thumbs. Let them be healed in Jesus' name. And I ask, Son of Righteous, Lord Jesus, touch the feet that have nerve damage. Let the circulation come back there. Let there be healing and reparation, and let the feet get in order, and let the toes be where they need to be in Jesus' name. And Father, where there's nerve damage in the legs, where they're even having trouble walking, I ask, O Son of Righteousness, Lord Jesus Christ, touch the legs, bring back perfect circulation, and heal in Jesus' name. Let all these people be healed. Thank you, Father. You sent your word and healed them.
Yes.
With Jesus' stripes, they are healed. Amen. They recover health and cure. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise and honor. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we all say,
I agree in Jesus' name.
Nothing is given to you to keep. So go and tell, and God will give you some more. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your second best friend, Sherry Medlock. Your best friend ever is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I love you with all my heart. And I can't wait until next time when you and I get together as the family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the Trumpet of Truth.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Is it true? Thank you for saving me. What can I say? You are my everything. I will sing your praise. You shed your blood for me. What can I say? You took my sin and shame, a sinner called by name. Forgiven is my sin. Jesus, my only hope, the Savior of the world. Great is the your kingdom come. Your word has let me see. Thank you for saving me. Yeah. Thank you. praise in your presence, and in your presence we pour out your praise. And the song we sing forevermore. Oh, glory to the Father. Oh, glory to the Son. Oh, glory to the Spirit of our God, as it was in the beginning and will be in the end. Oh, glory to your everlasting name. This is the sound of the forgiven, a song of freedom. Oh, Jesus, on and on your name resounds. We lift up a shout, for you are risen, and now we are risen. Come on, pour his praises out. Oh, glory to the Father. Oh, glory to the Son. Oh, glory to the Spirit of our God, as it was in the beginning, and will be in the end. Oh, glory to your everlasting name. And the song we sing and the song we sing for you alone. Come on, boys, praise is out. Come on, sing his praises now. Oh, glory to the Father. Oh, glory to the Son. Oh, glory to the Spirit of our God, as it was on the beginning, and will be.
In the things you do for me every Every time I have a need, you make it oh so right.
Jesus, I want you to know that's not all.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
I woke up in darkness, surrounded by silence, so where have I gone? I woke to reality, losing its grip on me, oh where have I gone? 'Cause I can see the light before I see the sunrise. You called and you shouted, broke through my deafness. Now I'm just for you. What took me so long? I was looking outside, as if love would ever want to hide. I'm finding I was wrong, 'cause I can feel
listening to WMIE Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA Cocoa Beach and Vieira.
God's purpose for creating family is dominion, so that history comes under God's rule.
Dr. Tony Evans says true happiness at home comes from a good foundation.
But without the rule of God, there won't be any happiness, because your personalities will get in the way. Your backgrounds will get in the way.
Celebrating 40 years of faithfulness, this is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. The Declaration of Independence proclaims all humans have the right to pursue happiness. Today, Dr. Evans explains the only way to find it when it comes to your family is to pursue something else. Let's join him as he reveals what that is.
I've shared with you about the time where I had cracks on the wall in my house. So I called a painter, I had him come over. He removed the old plaster, put up new plaster, repainted it. It looked good. I paid him. He went home. All looked well. Except a month later, the crack reappeared. He did it again. He redid the whole thing, replastered, repainted, went home. Everything looked good for about 45 days. So I thought what I needed was another painter, somebody who like really knew what they were doing. So I called this other painter over. He came over and he stared at my wall, stared at it, stared at it, stared at it, stared at it, stared at it. And then he looked at me and he says, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I said, why can't you help me?